My name is Tricia Harity. I'm the Executive Director of Health360, home to Healthy Minds Alliance.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Welcome, current, former, and future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I'm your host for today's Healthy Minds Alliance podcast. I'm also a serving AmeriCorps member in a school in Corbin, Kentucky. Joining me today is Tricia. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael.
I'm so excited to get to talk to you. You are my first executive with the organization I've had a chance to talk to. And again, you're bringing a completely different experience and probably like knowledge base. Like, I'm sure you see things at a higher level. So we always like to start big and broad. So just tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of outside of your work, if you are able to decouple those. Just who is Tricia when you're not Tricia at Health360?
Geez, that's a tough question because I almost always am Tricia at Health360. But I do have some outside interests. Number one, I like to let people know I've been at Health360 for about 24 years now. And I'm here at this job because I'm absolutely inspired by it. I love the work I do and the people who I work with, including our AmeriCorps members. Beyond that, I'm a mom and a wife and an Eagles fan. And I love to, my interests are working out and reading and hanging out with friends, basically. Pretty boring stuff, I guess, but.
Well, I will mention I'm also a football fan. Now, we were recording this before the NFC Championship game a couple of days before. By the time this comes out, the Super Bowl will be over. Any predictions?
Yeah, absolutely predicting a big win for the Eagles. Our second Super Bowl title will be on the books when you are listening to this podcast.
Fantastic.
Go Birds!
That's right. Fly, Eagles, fly. So you mentioned that you've been with Health360 for around 25 years or very close to that. So what brought you in originally? And I know the organization, I think, has even changed names. I'm sure the scope has changed. Even recently, it's pretty much expanded pretty heavily. But what brought you in originally? And if you can, summarize kind of what you do for the organization in your role.
Yeah, originally I worked in corporate America right up until the moment that I took this job. And what attracted me to it was just the mission and being mission driven. And not that corporate America doesn't have missions too, but the mission of Health360, and as you said, we evolved into that name of Health360. Really looking, our mission is really to impact and provide programming that looks at health disparities and inequities in healthcare, including mental health care, and providing services and programs that really address that issue. So I'm passionate about that, and it inspires me. And so that's why I jumped into this arena.
Fantastic. Now, so as in your role, you know, what is it you do? I mean, I'm sure, you know, you're overseeing things, you're given vision and direction, but what does a normal day in the life of Tricia look like?
I always joke with the people that I work with, and I say, don't blink at Health360, because when you close your eyes and reopen, things will have changed. So it's really hard to come up with a typical day. But what I do is, number one, here at Health360, we work in teams, you know, within the organization, and we work in partnership across organizations. So I think if I had to just do a day in the life of the executive director of Health360, it's really about forming those partnerships, finding that Venn diagram where you find a win-win for your partner and for the program Health 360 and our mission. You know, how do we join together to find that synergy so that we all are moving towards meeting our mission? So yeah, that just entails, what do I actually do day to day? I mean, that's the goal. At the end of the day, I want to have brought more partners into the program. And that includes our AmeriCorps members. They're our most important partner, honestly. Bringing people into the fold, bringing national service members, you know, into these programs, placing them in communities where there are needs, and really providing the resources and the sort of space for that member at their host site to start making an impact in the community they're serving.
Fantastic. Now, again, I'm a serving member, but I'm also somewhat ignorant on some of the stratification. Could you tell me kind of, again, briefly, Healthy Minds Alliance, Health 360, AmeriCorps, how do they relate to each other?
Yeah, so Health 360 is the organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our name is Health 360. At Health 360, we run an AmeriCorps program entitled Healthy Minds Alliance. So Healthy Minds Alliance, we like to say, is powered by Health 360. It's a program at this organization. Health 360 partners with AmeriCorps, which is its own separate organization. It's part of our government here in the United States. So Health 360 has a partnership with AmeriCorps to really bring the idea of Healthy Minds Alliance to life. And Healthy Minds Alliance is an idea that was crafted at Health 360. Myself, other people on staff, we had this vision and this idea of really mobilizing or leveraging AmeriCorps National Service to address mental health issues at the community level. That was the broad brushstroke of how do we take AmeriCorps, this amazing program that mobilizes national service members, and really apply that resource to mental health needs. And I'll let you know, I'm not shy. I don't mind blowing my own horn. Healthy Minds Alliance was the first AmeriCorps program that solely addressed the issue of unmet mental health needs. So we're super proud about that here at Health 360. It wasn't just me. I work with a team. Like I said earlier, all good ideas come from many minds. So myself and the team at Health 360, we came up with this idea. And here we are, you know, going on year 11 of implementation of the program.
So if I have this right, and feel free to correct me, if I'm looking at like an org chart, so you'd have Health 360 at the top, below that you'd have Healthy Minds Alliance, and almost like within Healthy Minds Alliance, there would be AmeriCorps.
That's correct. Yes. So yes, absolutely. Org chart. Okay, let's go corporate. Health 360 up at the top. Healthy Minds Alliance is a program at the organization. There would be other programs on that org chart that Health 360 runs, but you know, we're not necessarily going to talk about them today. But under that Healthy Minds Alliance division, if you will, at Health 360, we have all of our staff that help run those programs. And then, of course, our AmeriCorps members. Yeah, and it's a complicated org chart because, as you know, in AmeriCorps, those members, they cycle in every 10 months.
Right.
So as opposed to my employees, who I like to keep around longer than that, when an AmeriCorps member comes in, that's the deal.
Right.
You know, they sign up for a year of service here at Healthy Minds Alliance. They complete that service in about 10 months. And then they move on, you know, to the next stage in their life. So those names that are filling out who our members are each year on that org chart, they change year to year by design.
So, and we talk about that in other episodes we include in our show notes. So for anyone who's listening who is not currently serving with AmeriCorps or Healthy Minds Alliance or Health 360 in any capacity, we try to make it as easy as possible for you to get the information that you might need or want to further consider or even apply. So if you look in our show notes, we'll have links and emails and people you can contact. Outside of serving as an AmeriCorps member, what in your mind would be a great first step for someone listening, not yet part of the process, how they can get involved, whether it just be like a financial commitment or volunteering service? Like, where would you want people to go?
So number one, you can go to our website to learn all about Healthy Minds Alliance. We have different program tracks within Healthy Minds Alliance, and you can learn there about the program generally. You can learn how to apply to be an AmeriCorps member. You can also learn how to apply to be a host site. We also recruit sites who host our AmeriCorps members. So our Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps members are not at Health 360. They are placed at our partner organizations and do their year of service. And those organizations are across the United States. So we are always looking for more organizational partners to host our Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps members. Beyond that, we also have a page where you can see, we have a donations page. We are a nonprofit organization. We are always looking to raise additional funds to support the mission of Healthy Minds Alliance. And some of our ideas, we are looking to really partner up with, say, corporate sponsors, if you will, and other types of sponsors. We have a couple ideas. We'd love to attract funding to help to increase the living allowance that we are able to pay the AmeriCorps member and other types of supports for members during their service year.
That was perfect. I wanted to talk to you about host sites because you're my first executive, and that is something we haven't touched on. What goes into deciding, I'm sure there's an application process, but when we're reviewing host sites for acceptability, what are we looking for? What do we want more of?
That's a great question because, yes, so a couple things. We have a brand new division within Healthy Minds Alliance where we are partnering, I'll say exclusively, with crisis call centers. Mm-hmm. So the organizations that are answering the suicide prevention lifeline, which you may know that the number for the suicide prevention lifeline switched in July to 988. Mm-hmm. So we are working with those 988 call centers. And it's not just calling, there's also texting and chats. So the organizations who are really covering people who are like answering those phones, texts, and chats, we are looking to build partnerships with the 988 crisis call center network for AmeriCorps member placement. Beyond that, that's pretty specific. Beyond that, in the other track of Healthy Minds Alliance, we're really looking for organizations who are in the mental health space, although they don't have to be straight up 100% mental health organizations. They can be community-based organizations who do some of their program in the mental health space. They can be hospital systems who have, mental health services in addition to physical health services, for a lack of a better term. Because we know all of these services, physical and mental, are physical mental health services. Mental health to this date, kind of gets put in its own silo.
Sure.
But really, it is part of the human body. Mm-hmm. And, the brain is an organ in the human body. But we still do use that vernacular, mental health services and like health services. Yeah, so like we work with such a variety of organizations because guess what? Mental health impacts people across all walks of life, across all settings, communities. So we work with K-12 systems. We work with colleges and universities. And this is where our young people are. Young people are a vulnerable population when it comes to developing mental health challenges. Of course, we work with mental health clinics. We work with hospital systems. We work with community-based agencies. Sort of the main characteristic of aside, they must be nonprofit or governmental. So really the only person we're not allowed to work with would be for-profit entities, simply because AmeriCorps, is a governmental program that's focused on the nonprofit sector and governmental sector.
And again, that's super informative and helpful. So thank you so much. That was one of my big areas of discussion for you today, as I wanted to talk about that. So we're going to put on a magic hat for a moment. So imagine you have the ability to change the world with a wave of your hand. Other than making Health 360 no longer needed, in whatever you think that means, What is one thing that you would love, if you could just wave a magic wand and change, that would make the job of Health 360 easier or more successful or more impactful?
Yeah. So yes, I'm still waiting for my magic wand to come in the mail, but when it does, watch out. Yeah. Cause I think about that a lot. If I could wave that wand, and you know, what comes to mind right off the top of my head is I want Health 360 and Healthy Minds Alliance to be a recognized entity, that our impact is so great, or the work that we're doing is so impactful, that when we walk into a room with our gear, you can't see me, but we have gear with a logo and the name, and that, you know, and our members wear that and our staff wear it, that there would be no introduction required. They'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, thank you. There's Tricia from Health 360. And they know what that means. Right now, we're relatively small nonprofit. We're growing by leaps and bounds. So we're still relatively small. And it's really about getting the word out and letting people know about this agency, about this AmeriCorps program, Healthy Minds Alliance, and how these organizations out in the wide world can benefit from collaborating with Health 360 and hosting our Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps members. People don't know about us, you know, and we work on that every day. We are working on that every day. But if I had that magic wand, I would take that shortcut and get there. We want to be as well known. Some of these other AmeriCorps programs that you or your listeners might have heard about, Habitat for Humanity, Teach for America, Food Corps. I think people have heard of those. Those are AmeriCorps programs. But, you know, they are known commodities, and people are like, oh, yeah, I know about Habitat for Humanity. Of course you know about Habitat for Humanity, the amount of impact they're making in communities across the nation. Right. That's the sandbox that we want to be playing in.
I completely understand that. And hopefully, in a small part, that's what this podcast is hoping to help. We can't solve the problems, but maybe we can move ourselves in that direction. So we assume at this early stage in this podcast's life that most of the people listening are probably someone who already is involved in the organization, likely AmeriCorps members specifically. So is there anything you'd like to tell those people? Maybe a thank you, or just anything that you think they would want to hear, or maybe they should hear?
Yeah. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's a huge, loud, over the top thank you. I work with an amazing team at Health 360. I cannot compliment them enough. The success that we have had at this agency is completely on their shoulders. I am fortunate enough to sort of get to steward and lead, but really the work that's happening at this agency with the staff, it's just they inspire me every day. And then to turn that right over to also our AmeriCorps members. Like we said earlier, I don't work with them as long. They're not serving with us as long as staff. But, you know, we say, I try to, you know, when I see an AmeriCorps member, thank you for your service. And sometimes it might sound like a platitude, but it really isn't. Because I know the sacrifice and dedication that someone, and just like, I don't know, like their dedication to making a difference, or like be the change you want to see in the world. Yep. You know, we can all sit back here, whatever, but that's how I feel about the AmeriCorps members. Like they step up, they raise their hand, they say, yep, I'll volunteer. And for, you know, for currently our volunteers are full-time, although some AmeriCorps members don't volunteer on a like full-time, but ours do right now. And that's a huge commitment. Just again, thank you. And I hope, like, for our AmeriCorps members who are listening to this, really our goal is really building, I always call it a two-way street. You know, the AmeriCorps members are moving the needle in the communities that they're serving, addressing mental health needs. But I also hope during the service year that the organizations that are hosting those members, they're coming down the same street, you know, coming down the other side, and they're moving the needle for the AmeriCorps member.
Okay.
They're giving that member experience. You know, they're building their skill set, building their connections, networking opportunity, maybe an application to go back to school or to apply for that next job. So So yes, I'm very hopeful that that's our vision. And I hope that that is what happens out there in the streets, if you will, that it is a two-way street and members are making an impact in the community, but also that community is making an impact in the member that just like launches them for the next part, you know, that next chapter in their life.
So you actually kind of touched on it already, but I'll ask the questions just in case you want to phrase it. So the other part of our expected audience are people who are not yet members, but maybe are looking for a way to serve, and they may be considering Healthy Minds Alliance and AmeriCorps. So what would you want to tell someone who's thinking about serving that this is the place for them to do the service they're looking to do?
Yeah. You know, I think it's amazing. Someone who's out there right now thinking this might be, you know, a place for me, and you want to think about it really carefully because it is a commitment. And you really want to think about, I don't know, like we do talk about it sort of as a gap year, and not that AmeriCorps is only for young people, like between, you know, college degrees, it is not, it's for people across, but everyone can take a gap no matter where you are. I think typically I think of it anyway in my head, like, you know, someone out of college going on to school, mm-hmm. but really anywhere in your trajectory as a human on earth, you can step off the track and take a gap. So, and then really looking at that, you know, this is, again, finding that win-win. So these placements work when there's a win-win. And so what, you know, almost think selfishly, for lack of a better word, and it isn't selfish, but thinking about what do I want to get out of these 10 months, you know,
sure.
Because it is a commitment. And yep. If you're not getting something out of it as well, you know, sometimes it can be a little harder to get through it. And yeah, so we're in the mental health space. People who are in that mental health space, who are maybe looking to move into the mental health space, who really have a commitment to providing service in communities to, I use that term, move the needle, you know, as far as providing services or other, just bringing resources to a community, like having that commitment to it. And what are you going to get out of it after this? We absolutely know for certain when you serve a service year, the community that you're serving in benefits. Mm-hmm. That's baked into this program. We also want the AmeriCorps member to know, what are you going to get out of it?
Right.
And we want those goals to be really clear. And then we want to help you get that. And that's, it varies across AmeriCorps members, sort of depending on where you are in life and what you're looking to accomplish going forward. And yeah, do you see some, you know, I don't know. I'm like a to-do list kind of person. You know, you got your things written down. These are the 10 things I hope to accomplish this year. Can we help you meet 4 or 5 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If not, you have 10 things you want to accomplish and we don't help you meet any of them, maybe not. But
right.
If your list, yeah, lines up with what you're going to get out of this AmeriCorps, that's important to me, that the member is, you know, getting personal benefit from this experience.
Again, absolutely 100% agree with that. I don't know that selfish isn't the right word, but I also can't think of the right word to say, but it's mutually beneficial. You are serving,
yeah,
but you
yeah.
also get something in return. And one I will mention just because it's come up in other interviews is that for the most part, you can probably find a way to serve within the community you're already in. That's not always true of other opportunities to serve. You may have to relocate. And if you want to relocate, cool. But if you're in a place that you want to see that help brought, you probably can find a host site in your community already. Or if not, find someone and have them apply to be one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, we have host sites across the nation. You know, we have a lot of opportunity in the way that when someone applies to the program, we do have the list of locations available. And that is fluid also. That changes, you know, that getting back to the don't blink, you know, the landscape in front of you at Health 360 will change. But yes, we have opportunity to serve in your local community. We have opportunity to, some of our members do move for this opportunity. That's sometimes a little tougher, you know, because you don't have your home base and maybe sort of support for housing and heat and hot water, you know, if you have those supports in place in a geographic location where we're not. But yes, the opportunities abound.
So I'm sure within your tenure, there are lots of things that you're very proud about the organization and what you've done for it. Is there anything recently that's super exciting, super cool, or just something you're proud that you'd like to share with everyone?
Yeah, there is actually. I'm just thinking about Health 360, Healthy Minds Alliance collaboration with Tom's Shoes. So I don't know if you're familiar with Tom's Shoes, but they, you know, they make and sell shoes, but they have a corporate mission to really give back a percent of their profit to pressing issues. So they have identified mental health as an issue that they want to work on. So we formed a partnership with Tom's. Tom's chose Healthy Minds Alliance as one of 10 organizations that they recognized this past October. October 10th of 2022, which is World Mental Health Day. So in recognition of World Mental Health Day, Tom's provided Healthy Minds Alliance with a grant. And then also recognition, which I think we talked about earlier. I would love to be able to walk into a room and people are like, oh yeah, that's Tricia from Health 360. No introductions needed. And really partnering with someone like Tom's is a step in that direction, that they recognize the impact of the work that we did. And I do toot the horn. They chose 10 organizations across the globe. And Healthy Minds Alliance was one of those 10 organizations that they felt deserved that recognition for World Mental Health Day. So super proud about that. And again, we pulled that collaboration together. It was a team effort here at Health 360. And we're just super proud of our partnership with Tom's.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Absolutely. I mean, one of 10 across the globe. Fantastic. Well, those are all the official questions I had for you. I always like to ask at the end, what didn't I ask that you wanted me to? Because you have something to say. So just kind of imagine I asked the question right now. So what else would you like to say to anyone listening?
I think we covered it all. Other than that, I'm really grateful to be here. Michael, pulling this podcast together for us. I think it's now and it's current. And this is how people get, even me at the ripe old age of 58, I get a lot of my information through podcasting. So I'm really appreciative of this opportunity, you know, to talk on this podcast about my absolute favorite subject in the world, Health 360, Healthy Minds Alliance, and, you know, AmeriCorps National Service. So I guess just another thank you.
I'll happily accept that. Thank you so much. And seriously, thank you for being here. As I said, you're my first executive. I hope to have more. I thought you did a fantastic job. And I really hope that we've inspired some people listening who are already members who will go back into their service reinvigorated. And if there's just even one person out there who's researching ways to serve and they've stumbled upon this podcast, I hope that we've given you something to think about and maybe given you the encouragement to click those links in the show notes and becoming a member and serve 10 months. Again, you will get something from it as well.
Absolutely. Click those links.
As we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Tricia for joining me today and for sharing a little bit about her experience and service with Health 360 organization as a whole. I hope you have enjoyed listening, and I hope you will join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest to talk about their service. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.